Our neighbor is really lonely, and I think he needs a friend. I bet I can help him with that.
Just being a good neighbor will help him a lot, and it's a great way to show God's love. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Thanks for stopping by. Let's get started. One of the hardest times of my life was when I lost my dog, Chester. I had him since I was young, and he was a little puppy. He was such a huge part of my life growing up. But dogs just don't live as long as people do, and when he died, I felt like I had a huge hole in my heart. But during that time, my friends and family showed me a lot of love. They were doing what Galatians 6:2 talks about, where it says, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." That's exactly what our story is about today. It's entitled, "Pause to Show God's Love."
"Where are you headed today?" Mr. Mack asked his young neighbor.
"There's a dog adoption at the park," said Jesse. "I want a dog, but Mom says she just can't afford to feed another hungry mouth, so I just go and play with them."
"I love dogs, too," said Mr. Mack. "They're a great company. I've got this nice fenced-in yard that's perfect for a dog, but my knees aren't strong enough to walk a dog anymore."
Jesse thought about that as he hurried to the park. Mr. Mack seemed lonely since his wife died and a bit forgetful. Jesse smiled, thinking how lately Mr. Mack's hair stuck out in all directions, like he'd forgotten to comb it. Every week, Jesse's mom invited him to church to hear about Jesus, but Mr. Mack's answer was always, "Maybe someday."
"Mr. Mack may never go to church," Jesse's mom said, "but we can still show him God's love. The Bible tells us to bear one another's burdens, like loneliness. We can be there for him, just like Jesus is always there for us."
When Jesse got to the park, there were many dogs, but one medium-sized yellow dog named Mike followed him everywhere.
"Are you lonely, Mike?" Jesse asked.
"You should meet Mr. Mack. He's lonely, too.
And your hair sticks out in all directions just like his, like someone forgot to comb it for you."
That gave Jesse an idea. He hurried home to tell his mom, and she liked the idea too. Together, they went to see Mr. Mack.
"I found a great dog named Mike at the park today," Jesse said. "He's a good dog, but he seems lonely. If you want to adopt him, I'll walk him every day and help you care for him."
As Mr. Mack considered the idea, Jesse's mom added, "It's your decision, of course, but if you'd like to meet Mike, I'll drive you to the park." And she did. An hour later, Mike had a new home and a new name, Mike Mack. Mr. Mack had a new fuzzy friend that needed him. Neither of them seemed lonely anymore, but they both still had crazy hair. And Jesse was excited to be an official dog walker.
"Well done, Jesse," Mom said when they got home. "You demonstrated God's love to Mr. Mack through your kindness."
So how about you? Do you know someone who is reluctant to learn more about Jesus? Someone once said that we might be the only Bible some people ever read. But whatever age you are, if you know Jesus, you can show people his love by helping when you see a need. Through your kindness, they can get a glimpse of Jesus. So how can you lift someone's burden today and show them God's love? Our key verse is Galatians 6:2.
Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
And our key thought today, kindness can lift someone's burden. Hey, if you like today's story, you can get Keys for Kids in the mail for free. When you sign up for a free subscription, I'll send you the printed Keys for Kids devotional every 3 months, and you'll have each day's story right there in your hands. Plus, you'll get the bonus coloring and activity pages, along with the Hey Zach question in every copy. Ask your parents for help to sign up for a free subscription to Keys for Kids when you go to keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.